can change the past, but when you sit back and you've looked at a lot of the film from last season, what constantly sticks out in your mind in terms of what this defense didn't do consistently and should have done better?
Right. Well, I think consistently we weren't good on first down. I think that put us behind the ball a lot when we stepped out on the field as teams converted on first down, so they, you know, easily starting over and went in a positive situation. So you know, I look at that when I look at the film, and also I see that we can just be so much further along, so much better on just the small details of alignment, assignment, knowing leverage and different things within our scheme of the defense. I feel like we'll be a lot better this year, you know, being that it's our second time around in it.
You guys were improved as the season went on statistically, and I think if people just looked at it. And yet they didn't. And was that because they didn't do much in terms of adding pieces in the offseason? I mean, I think Jenkins was really the only guy that you could see coming in and starting right away. It's going to be essentially the same starting defense. Maybe some of the rookies. I don't know what they were doing with the rookies. But did you think at the end of the season that, well, yeah, this defense is good as it is? Or did you think that we need to add some more starting pieces?
Well, I mean, every year you're trying to get better at every position. You're trying to, you know, find upgrades. So, you know, going into the offseason, you knew they would make some changes, and that's what happened. And, you know, I feel like we got, you know, another good safety in Jenkins who can help us out a lot on defense.
In Jenkins' case, they said they wanted a D'Amico for the secondary. That's what they said. So we can kind of put people in line back there. What do you know about him and kind of about those intangibles, the same thing you bring to the linebacker?
Just he's a vocal guy out on the field, and know that, you know, he's a playmaker. You know, seeing him play for the Saints for the past few years, he's a playmaker, knows how to, you know, he's most time watching, he's in the right position making plays. So hopefully he can bring that here to us.
The defense as a unit and individually improved tremendously in terms of tackling from 2012-2013. Can you talk, was that coaching, was it roster turnover, combination of both, anything that you really noticed?
Nothing. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, having the mindset to get guys down when it's time to, you know, wrap up and tackle. It's just having the mindset to get it done, and also just being there, having other guys to the ball. You know, that comes with everybody running to the ball, and your tackling continues to improve throughout the season.
Was it something that you noticed coaching-wise, or that they really drilled in the fundamentals more?
We had tackling drills, but you know, I think it's starting out, everybody's trying to get back used to tackling, so it just takes a little bit to get going.
You guys did get a lot of turnovers last year. Reasonable to expect more this year. I mean, I think maybe only Seattle had more in the conference.
Like I said, again, that comes with the improvement of the defense, just being, again, just being aligned the proper way, proper leverage, and, you know, just flying around guys, knowing what to do and doing it fast.
Do you think that that's more important than the actual numbers, the yardage, or, you know, the takeaways you get?
I think the most important number is the score, you know, not allowing people to get in the end zone, all the yardage, all that. It doesn't matter as long as, you know, we hold the opponent to less than our offense. That's the key to every game. So as long as we get our scoring average down, I think we'll be a better defense.
You had a good run defense during the regular season, but in the playoff game, you guys struggled in stopping the run. Do you look at that game and place a lot of emphasis on it and say that we really need to improve that area, or do you look at the regular season as a whole and say, you know what, I feel like we're pretty good now?
Yeah, we were solid against the run. It was just a major letdown that game. I feel like we focused a lot on the passing game, and you know, the runs just got out on us. So it wasn't, you know, a big major flaw in the scheme or anything of that nature. It was just us and our focus that entire game was more so stopping the pass, and we just, they got us. They did a good job running the ball.
Bill Davis said that the one play that still haunts him in that game was, I think it was 2nd and 11 on the final drive. And Robinson ran for 13 yards up the middle, and I think he called more of a pass defense in that because generally I think they throw it at that. I mean, do you recall that play, anything about that play, D'Amico, and did it just kind of suck the wind out of you guys?
I'm over it.
Yeah.
It happened. I'm over it. Now I look forward to, you know, this year coming up and how can we improve and how can we be better, you know, from the start. So I'm over that. It happened. They beat us. And yeah, I move on from it.
Do the players recognize that last year was a pretty good year? It wasn't expected. But now the expectations have changed. Do players recognize that the expectations now this year, how big they are?
Well, and our expectations, I don't know what everyone else's expectations were on the outside, but the only thing that matters are what we expect from ourselves, you know, inside this building. And we always set high expectations for ourselves, no matter what everyone else is thinking. So expectations from that standpoint doesn't change. For us as players, always the same.
Players talk about the culture in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's still early, but do you recognize what Chip's trying to do and what the culture is now in the locker room?
Yeah, everybody's comfortable with, you know, being here a second year. Everybody's comfortable with how we do things here, and Coach Kelly and the staff. Everybody knows each other well, having a year under the belt. So it's a comfort level, and everybody understands, you know, what we're doing when we step into this building. Everybody, you know, understand what our goal is, and you know, from that standpoint, you know, it's everybody feels good about where we are and where we have the capability to go.
Right players are in there to do that.
Yeah, right players are here.
At the end of the season, did your body feel like you played 1,100 snaps?
I feel really good. It's one of the, I mean, health-wise, probably one of the best seasons I had. Didn't have any nagging injuries or anything, you know, hindering.
Chip did talk about perhaps maybe cutting down on your snaps in terms, maybe situationally. Have you spoken to him about the defensive coach about that? Do you feel like that would be within your best interest in not playing almost every single down?
I'm a competitor. They're going to have to yank me off the field.
Is there a vast difference between your defensive personnel and say the top 10, 12 defenses in the league? And if so, how close or how far apart do you think you go?
I feel like we're close. Like I said, again, for us, it's just, you know, when I go back and watch the film, it's kind of, you know, silly mistakes that we made that gave up touchdowns. If we go back and correct those things and we play solid together, you know, as a defensive unit, feel like we can really knock our scoring average down. And that's when you watch the top defenses, teams are not scoring, you know, over 14, over 17 points on those defense. So if we can get our average down, you know, under 14 points a game, feel like we'll be there.
Domenico, your locker was over there by the Shines. What kind of relationship did you have with him last year?
It was a good relationship. We talked, you know, being right there next to me, so we had our conversations.
Do you see any problem in the locker room from your perspective?
I mean, you know, Deshaun's a great player. You know, he's a good teammate. You know, it's just the decision that was made is an organizational decision. You know, we move forward from it.
You're turning 30 in the summer. You have any, you said you felt really good, but is there any, in terms of the sports science and the health and all that, that makes you feel like maybe you're 20, like 4 or 5 years younger?
I feel good. You know, not thinking about the age. I think the way we do things here, the sports science, everything has really helped me out in my career.
How much has it changed? I mean, Jason, I think one of the other players, Jason Kelce, was saying that part of it evolves as far as the workouts and everything. It's not the same from year to year. Is it? Yeah. Does it change?
It changes. What you mean from as a player?
Individually tailored or whatever kind of programs, you might not be lifting at the same times that you did last season.
Oh no, all that stuff is the same. You know, same lift, same times. Everything is pretty much the same. Now again, we have that comfort level, so I feel like guys are really getting after it a lot. You know, harder this year than we were last year at this point in time, because we're still trying to get used to the new way of lifting and running and those things. Now everyone is familiar. Everybody just hopped in, and our the way we're competing right now this early in the off season really, you know, sets our team up to have a great year.
How did you feel you did against guarding running backs out of the backfield and running with tight ends and pass defense? Is that something that you feel pretty comfortable at where you are in your career, or? Especially now that you're near 30.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. It's all about getting the job done. So I feel like I can still get the job done.
Is your home, family okay with the
tornado? Oh, yeah, everybody's fine. Thanks for asking.
Domenico, the draft coming up, how much attention do you pay to that? You know, Chip has said that he'd like to improve the pass rush too. I mean, you know, what are your expectations going into the draft?
I really don't get, I'm not a big draft. I don't get, you know, much into the draft, watching all the combines and all. You know, I feel like the organization is going to make the right moves, going to pick the guys they need to come in and, you know, add depth to this team and make us a better team. So I really don't get into all the hype over the draft.
Do